Hi there. It is week 3 of 52 weeks of inspiration. You know, I used to think that solitude was something that meant lonely. Solitude meant fear. Solitude meant darkness. And sometimes that darkness felt like it was going to overtake me. I suffered from panic and anxiety for so long, and I never wanted to be alone. I always wanted to have people around me. I felt like if something was happening to me, if I was dying, if I was having a heart attack, at least someone would be there to save me. That was a fear that came from not being able to stand on my own 2 feet and to feel secure and safe within my own skin. I came to realize that solitude was something that would enlighten me. It was there to get my attention and to focus me, to truly bring me to the light. Through meditation, through prayer, through stillness, and through quiet, though it started out uncomfortable, that's how I found myself, is through being okay with being alone, not needing to have all the friends in the world, not needing people to like me or to accept me, being okay with being honest about who I am and where I am. It got my attention, and it brought me to a new space of peace, because solitude was nothing to fear. It is freedom. And in freedom through our meditations, through our still walks, through our quiet bathtubs and sitting on the porch, sipping a coffee and just being within our own thoughts. And maybe for me as a medium, being within my own thoughts was a very scary place for a long time. But it's not like that anymore, because I don't fear what I don't know. I embrace what I don't know. For there may be new challenges, new life lessons, new hope, new peace, new joy, all of it waiting for you, just like it was waiting for me. Have a great week, and I'll connect with you soon.